Indigenous activists and human rights groups have long put pressure on Cleveland to dump the name and mascot, saying it's offensive to natives across North America. The latest challenge came from Indigenous architect and activist Douglas Cardinal. His case went before Ontario's Superior Court with a demand that the team's name and logo not be used in the province. He wanted the Cleveland Indians, Major League Baseball, and Rogers Communications, which is broadcasting the series, to ditch the name and the logo, a cartoon character named Chief Wahoo. Cardinal has also filed human rights complaints. On side is Renu Mandane, Ontario's Human Rights Commissioner.
We all want sports to remain and to be a driver for inclusion, and we don't want to have unnecessary barriers because of, you know, team names that are outdated at best and, you know, racist at worst.
Pressure is also growing from other sectors. Some broadcasters, including Jerry Howarth, the announcer for the Toronto Blue Jays, have vowed never to use the name Indians because it is offensive to Native people. And some churches say they're encouraged by the sportscaster's decision to refer to the team simply as Cleveland. The United Church of Canada and the United Church of Christ issued a joint statement urging Cleveland to make the changes. The judge in the case says he will provide reasons for quashing the challenge at a later date. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.